Kami implement tayo dito.
Yeah, nga eh. Okay, before we start the episode, we just want to give a quick shout out to Podmetrics.
Yep, Podmetrics is a platform we use to get all the data we need for our podcast, from who listens to us and where our listeners are. Podmetrics gives all of that to us.
So if you're a podcaster or want to start your podcast, go visit podmetrics.co right now and sign up for free. Use our code WALWALSESH.
You're listening to Season 3 of Walwal Sesh, the podcast. Ang podcast ng mga Sowi. Hosted by Doc Gia.
Sa buhay, you can't always be on the safe side. Somewhere along the way, meron tayong pinaglalaban.
Sir Renz.
After accepting things, it's really important na bumangon ka din, di ba?
And Vino.
Wala eh. Kailangan mo endure yung pain. Kailangan mo pagdaanan yung struggle na yun para ma-achieve mo din yung acceptance na hinahanap mo.
An all-inclusive podcast that talks about mental health, love, sex, relationships, and current events. Powered by Podcast Network Asia. This is Walwal Sesh Season 3.
Ito na ang ating huling sandali. Di na tayo magkakamali.
Teka.
Bakit ganyan ang ano yan? Bino, lasing ka ba?
Yan.
Hindi.
Nakatoma ka ba?
May uba.
Si Totoy. Nanununtok si Totoy.
Ano ba may... Ano ba yung tayo maka-move on kay Totoy?
Doc G kasi.
Tayong-tayo pa rin ba si Totoy?
Hindi nga. Sabi, kinakausap nga niya si Totoy. Kaya yan ang song niya. Tsaka bakit ano? Bakit huli? Bakit may pagka-ending ang pinag-uusapan natin?
Ay, alam niyo ba, may sad news ako sa inyo.
Ano? Uy, kinakabahan ako.
Well, dapat kayong kabahan kasi kaya ito yung, ganyan yung tunog, yung kantahan ni Vino. Premonition niya yon. Hindi niya alam.
Hello?
Kasi...
Nagdilang ang
hin. Oo, sad to say, this is our last episode. For the season. For the season lang.
For the season lang.
GS season?
No.
Yes, yes. GS season. The Totoy mother.
The mother of Totoy is Char.
Ano ba yan?
Pero
yun, seryoso, this is our season finale, actually. Well, Wallers, babalik naman kami, don't worry. We're gonna have a season break after this finale.
May pero pasabog.
Kung kailan at paano,
pero grabe yung ano.
Abangan nyo na lang. Oh, hindi pa namin pwedeng sabihin kung bakit. Pero definitely magkikita tayo ulit. But papamiss muna kami.
However, let's not forget again the welcome remarks webinar.
Yung pala nagsistart.
For this webinar. So welcome to Walwal Sesh the Podcast. A podcast ng mga...
Sowi.
So this is Doc G.
Sir Renz.
And this is Totoy Vino.
Pinanindigan
na.
Oo nga, pinanindigan. Push.
At ang topic namin ngayon ay moving on from your lasts. Last.
Ayan, makaka-ano na ako dyan, makaka-join ako kasi masyado akong naapektuhan nung from your first eh. Diba?
True, totoo yan.
Parang ako naman yung mag-leave. ano naman? Kasi nag-leave si Doc G, nag-leave si Sir Renz. Parang gusto ko din mag-leave.
Para quits, no?
Mahal mo pa?
And
sorry.
Welcome to... Sorry. Nag-intro na pala.
Mahal mo pa? Char?
Ay, hindi makasagot. Mahal pa niya.
Medyo...
Choppy.
Ano ba yun?
pero guys, matanong ko kayo. Meron ba kayong... Kahit wala naman yung pandemic, pero meron ba kayong memorable last na hindi natatanggal sa isip niyo?
Yung last episode natin, si Totoy.
yung
joke lang yun.
Yung ano yung pinakahuli? Like, yung pinaka...
Kailangan ba Kailangan ba happy or sad?
Kahit ano.
Well, ako meron.
Ano yung sa'yo?
Yung huling nakita ko parents ko.
Oh yeah.
Kasi ang tagal na ng lockdown, tapos parang ang tagal din namin hindi nakikita. So parang though nagkikita naman kami sa mga video call, pero alam mo yun, iba pa din talaga na yung physical na magkakasama kayo na kahit walang ginagawa or kahit kumakain lang kayo sa labas, basta yung magkakasama. So parang super memorable siya for me kasi parang right now, hindi ko alam if posible kung kailan ba yun mauulit. Parang ganun.
Ikaw, partner, ano yung pinaka, parang, or before all this happened, ano yung pinakahuling ginawa ninyo na hindi nyo makakalimutan?
Before the pandemic?
Before this episode.
Ano ba yan? Hindi pa, pang 56 yun eh.
Pang 56 ba yun?
San si Doc Chi?
Naku, may...
Saan ba na si Doc Chi?
Ano naman?
Partner.
Hindi na, dito ako. Dito.
Naku.
Kala ko saan na napunta.
Ano ka ba? Ayan na naman ako. Hindi ako nawawala. So, ano yun?
Si
ano
yung
mga
moving nawawala, on? Tapos ikaw mawawala.
Uy, alam mo, affected ako dun. Nawala siya. Totoo yan. Pero nagpanik ako. Alam mo yung bigla siya, woo, nawala.
Partner, hindi naman halata yung pagpapanik mo kasi talagang kitang-kita ng lahat ng tao yung mukha mo noon. Alam mo ba yon?
Actually, nagselos si Erich. Alam mo ba?
Tapos si Doc Rog na tumawag sa amin ni Vino.
Oo.
Naglabas siya ng sama ng loob.
Hindi ka daw kasi ganun sa kanya.
Grabe sila, oh. Grabe kayo makagawa ng kwento.
Buti pa daw si Enchong na wala. Agad mong hinanap.
Kenny Pengcha.
Sana
ulit. Gusto ko yung ambilis. Kenny Pengcha.
Ano ba pinag-uusapan natin? Ito na naman tayo
Teka lang. Ang topic natin is, ano yung pinaka-memorable last ninyo?
Kasi Vino nga was yung sa parents niya. Diba?
Pre-pandemic.
How about you, partner?
Well, kung pre-pandemic yung pagkain sa labas with friends and family.
Pero yung ano, sige, sabihin na natin hindi pre-pandemic.
Whatever ako happens. Kasi parang ang pinaka, ako medyo sad to kasi ang for me, the last na sana na-cherish ko was the last time I was in a classroom teaching. Aww. Sa USA. Kasi diba, I left teaching na. And the last time I was in a classroom, nung dinismiss ko yung class na yun, I never had the idea na last ko na pala yun. So parang, for me, it was just like a usual...
Talaga ba, partner?
Yeah, kasi at that time, I knew I was coming back. Parang I knew na magli-leave ako, pero it's just a year, and then I'll be coming back to teaching. And then, yun, things happened, and I decided not to go back to teaching. So, yung last day ko of class, parang nagpaalam lang ako casually sa kanila. Parang I told my class na, you're my last class for this term, not knowing it's my last class in UST. So, medyo parang sana na-enjoy. So, like yung kay Vino kanina, like, syempre, although yung sa kanya family, sa parents, diba? Sometimes we never really get to, really parang see yung value ng mga ginagawa natin until they're gone, diba? Like yun, with parents, diba?
Pero, may tanong ako, partner. So, that happened really. Hindi mo talaga paano ba to? Hindi siya planned. So,
hindi siya planned, yeah.
Nangyari
siya. Nung time na yun, nung time na, nung last niya, I knew I was coming back. Even yung office ko na nagpaalam ako sa office, I knew I was coming back to that office, pero hindi na pala, ganun.
So yung decision mo na na umalis na talaga is nangyari during the pandemic na itself?
Before naman mag-pandemic, pero yeah, halos nung pandemic na nun na-finalize yung decision.
And you never got to say goodbye to your students?
No. Hindi. I never had that chance.
No?
Even with my colleagues. Nakapagpaalam ako dun sa closest ko na mga co-faculty members, even some admin sa USC na nakaklose ko yun. Nakapagpaalam ako sa kanila.
So, ginost mo yung mga students mo.
maraming masasurprise.
Kaya ang hirap mag-move on daw sa'yo, Sir Hensi.
Hindi siguro.
Pero partner, nagre-review. Ayan, may plema na naman ako. Meron nagre-review class ka pa ba?
Ngayon, wala kasing review classes, but I might come back to doing review classes naman once nag-resume. I hope. I hope.
Oo yan, push yan.
ikaw partner. Ikaw muna.
Well, parang the last pantry session na I had with my workmates. Uh-huh. Kasi parang pagka-break o kaya, alam mo yon pag lunch break, mm-hmm. it's a time rin na mag-a-unwind ka. Hindi ko yun makakalimutan kasi ano yun eh, parang walwalan sa tanghali yung nangyayari sa trabaho. So, nabibring ng food. Tapos, we would just talk about anything. Alam mo, totoo yan. Parang nakakamiss talaga yung yakap.
Uy,
yung real yakap.
Sasabihin ko pa lang yan, actually.
Actually,
isa yung pinaka-namimiss ko.
Same, same.
Yung yakap.
And you know what? Hindi ko rin makalimutan yung last time we were together. Kasi alam mo yung we were just...
recording.
Alam mo na yun. Alam mo naman yung last time na yun. Remember?
Aww.
Di ba? Parang ano, parang nothing really beats. Sobrang namimiss ko yung real hugs from friends. Yung alam mong wala kang, ewan ko ba?
Yung may mga kasalubong ka lang tapos mag-iayakapan kayo.
And you know what? I also miss yung kagaya sabi ni partner, yung teaching. I really miss being talking also in person.
Physically,
answering,
no?
Yeah. Answering questions physically. Yung nakaupo ka sa first row, may sasalubong sa'yo sa...
Itotoo yan,
di ba?
Diba?
Sasabitan ka ng ano, anong tawag doon yung sinusuot yung sa leg?
Oo.
Tsaka
yung certificate yung pag-abot. That's very significant. So, yun yung mga last na nakakamiss. Last time, and the last time we actually bonded.
Mm-mm.
Kasi iba ang ano eh, iba yung effect ng technology. Parang, iba pa rin whenever you see each other face to face.
So yung mga yes. For me, yung mga last recording din natin no, yung may hampasan.
Ay actually.
Oo, nakakamiss yung mga moments natin sa school.
Yung nag-a-appearan habang nag-record ganun.
Tsaka share lang namin, may isang time na meron talaga kaming tequila.
Yung first
oh my god.
May dalala niyan.
Oo, yung binuksan natin so, tapos...
Nasinira ko yung takip.
O, sinira mo yung takip. So, napilitan si Direk na inumin yung buong bote.
Oo.
Totoo yan. Niya. Pero, that's actually, those are one of the last that I really miss. Mm-hmm. Yung last recording natin na we were together and may picture pa nga tayo. Naalala mo?
Oo. Nag-picture tayo noon.
Yun yung tatlo. Picture. Oo, yun yung ginagamit na picture natin lagi.
Kasi yun na lang kasi, naman yung picture natin.
Kasi no. Yun yung nakaka-miss kasi yun yung nakaka-frustrate na parang doon sa mga experiences natin, hindi kasi natin alam na yun na pala yung last.
Yun na yung last, oo.
Kaya parang mas masakit na parang yung last recording, yung last na yakap, na parang hindi naman natin siya masyadong na-cherish. Mm-mm. Kasi hindi natin alam na yun na pala yung huli.
And iniisip kasi natin, di ba, mauulit sila. But, you know, COVID happened.
So, it actually taught us a lesson.
Yeah.
Alam mo, literally, every day talaga, you treat it as if it was your last.
Your last.
It may be morbid, pero if not now, when pa?
Mm-mm.
Kasi ano eh, yung regret talaga.
Oo.
Which leads me to this question. So, in terms of moving on, total nandun tayo sa linyahang last. How do you actually move on from that? Yung move through it ah, hindi over it. How do you deal with that? How do you cope with losing something or someone?
Alam mo, the thing about last kasi is that you know na hindi na siya mauulit eh. So parang...
acceptance lang. No?
Oo, parang you don't really have any choice but to accept na yun na yung last, di ba? And wala. Parang moving forward from it is really just accepting it and then realizing na, you know, it was one of the best moments siguro of your life if it, you know, if it's really something that you cherish, di ba? And hindi na siya maulit, but I think it's important to be thankful na you had that moment, di ba?
Yeah.
Agree.
Yung sinasabi nilang attitude of gratitude. Pero
yes.
this isn't the toxic positivity type of gratitude. Mm-mm. Pero whenever you find yourselves missing something or someone, I think it will help if yung good memories ang matandaan. Mm-hmm. Part yung ano ba yun? Meron ba yung psychological effect? When you strive... Diba?
Ay, si Vino kanya explain yan yung positive thoughts. Charot. Tinuro ko yan sa kanya. Dali.
Hey, Willwallers. Thank you for listening to our show. Now, if you're looking for more podcasts, check out other shows under Podcast Network Asia.
We got Local Locus, hosted by Dapsky and Jam, a show that talks about anything and everything relevant in pop culture.
Or if you have dogs of your own, do check out The Dog Behind the Human with Coach Francis for more tips and tricks on how to handle your fur babies.
Just visit Podcast Network Asia's website at www.podcastnetwork.asia for more amazing content.
So I'm proud of you, Vino.
Magaling yan, alam ko.
I really am.
At nakita ko yung mga tweets about sa talk niya, in fairness. Ang dami, may nabasa ko, parang sabi niya kung ganun doon naman ang speaker, edi ulit-ulit daw siya.
Ay, oo, na-hurt nga ako doon. Gusto ko sabihin, si Vino na lang.
Wala,
tinalo. Maka-tweet talagang, kung gano'n na naman daw. Tapos, pero bumawi daw. Bumawi siya sa tweet na yun. Pero na-hurt ako.
Yun ba yung ABC technique? Yun ba yun?
Hindi, yung positive affirmations.
Yung ano yun? Ano yun? Explain natin yun.
Yung may affirmations and imagery.
Well,
yung pagkaka-explain. Yung pagkaka-explain sa akin ni Sir Renz, parang kung i-divert mo yung thoughts mo, yung isip mo into something positive. Now, for example, if you're feeling down, na parang feeling mo ang pangit mo, pero if you constantly parang kapag humarap ka sa salamin and lagi mo inuulit na maganda ka, gwapo ka, then yung brain mo iperperceive na maganda ka or gwapo ka. So parang ganun. So, pero ayun nga, yun yung kina-clarify natin na iba siya sa toxic positivity.
Yeah. So what makes it different naman? I mean, how do toxic positivity at topic natin? Pero how do we actually, differentiated.
Hindi kasi, di ba, yung toxic positivity is already parang invalidating yung mga negative experiences ng tao. Just for the sake of, you know, being positive. Yun kasing sa, yung tinuturo natin on positive affirmations, for example, yun kasi it's recognizing that and validating the negative experiences that we have, but we're trying to see the positive side of things. Kasi, yun nga, on a psychological, scientific perspective, when our mind kasi thinks of something positive, our brain sees that as reality. So, nafe-feel talaga natin siya, something positive, di ba?
Well, ayan guys, alam mo, that's true. Positive, and actually, that actually worked for me. Kasi pagka constantly negative na lang yung sinasabi mo sa self mo, hindi ka makaka-move on talaga eh.
Mm-mm.
Totoo.
Totoo.
Pero dadaan ka sa time na yon. But, what we're trying to say is, try nyo lang. I remember there was this question na parang, paano daw aalis sa isang mindset na paano mag-know? Paano mag-move on sa being a yes person to a person that already learns how to say no. Kayo, ano wait, ang take
alam mo
dun?
That's natin sa deck natin yan, yung creating boundaries.
Ayun, diba? Sige.
It's important to create those boundaries and knowing what kinds of behaviors you're willing to accept and you're not willing to accept. So, pasok doon, kasama doon really, is yung knowing how to say no. Kasi yung iba, they feel guilty when they say no. Pero saying no doesn't always mean naman na hindi mo kaya or na you're rejecting someone. It's really just knowing then what you can do, what you're capable of doing, diba? And of course, kung kailan alam mong kailangan mo na unahin yung sarili mo.
Yung talaga, no? Mm-hmm. Self-care. Self-care is the key.
True.
Pero meron ba kayong hinindian na rinigret ninyo?
Oo.
Like, ano yun? Kung carry mo lang i-share, Vino, ano yun? Ano yung mga notes na na-regret ninyo somehow?
Certain someone.
Ay, sabi ngayon ko sa iyo, mga ala.
Since ano ba yan? Yung pinag-usapan natin last time.
Hindi. Iba pa? Iba pa. Basta certain someone na ngayon, ang ano na niya. Sherep.
Uy, talaga.
Parang before, no. Ngayon parang, yes, please.
Pero ano eh, nung time na yun kasi, yun na na-feel mo. Naging totoo ka lang.
Oo.
Naging totoo ka lang sa feeling mo. Pero, which... Actually, yes. So, doon na tayo sa tip. vibes, no? How so, yun, that's one. Positive scripting.
Mm-hmm.
Ano pa? Positive imagery. Try nyo rin yun i-reframe. No? Tapos ano pa? Ano ba yung sabi natin? We just have to accept.
Well, tip ba to for saan?
Moving on from the last. Your last.
Ah, from, so nagbigay from na ako, nagbigay na si Doc G, ikaw na Vino.
And moving on from regrets also ha. Sama na rin natin yung regrets.
Well, yung well tip ni Doc G kanina, more on parang kapag may loss eh, di ba?
Yes.
Yung sa akin naman siguro if, siguro ang tip ko is, ayun, i-look forward natin yung kung kailan yung next natin. I mean, yes. Let's also be hopeful. Kasi for example, yung hugs, kung namimiss natin
totoo
yung hugs,
yan.
I-look forward din natin na, alam natin na eventually, ma-feel ulit natin yon, o magkakaroon ulit tayo noon. Kasi alam natin kung gaano kasalap yung feeling na ganun. And yung hugs naman, hindi naman yun mauubos eh.
True. And when all this is over, di ba, we'll get to hug one another again.
Yes.
Di ba sa mga, ano nga natin, sa mga group chats, laging ang ending natin, kain tayo, let's celebrate when all this is over.
Mm-mm.
So we really know that may end naman ito. So we'd like to end this season with a note of optimism.
Na yes.
Uh-oh.
No matter how dark things are, kasi as we end this season, the numbers are still rising. Pero nandun na rin ako sa point na nag-move over na ako sa frustration. Eh, nandun na rin ako sa stage na parang, shit, matatapos din to. Kasi parang pagod na pagod na ako sa feeling na, ano ba to?
Yung lagi kang galit, no?
Hindi, totoo, lagi akong galit. Hindi, alam mo, totoo, there was a point na cynical ako. Alam mo yung sinasabi nating feeling of cynicism? Mm-mm. Totoo yan. Nangyari yan sa akin, yung parang no matter what happens, parang napaka-neg ako na.
I think ako din, may point na ganun na ako, to the point na na-paralyze na ako dun sa ganung
yun,
fears
exactly.
Din na meron ako.
Kasi kung everyday yun yung nafe-feel mo, di ba? Parang eventually, parang masasanay ka na parang ano ba naman to? Galit na naman ako.
Di ba?
Totoo yan. And when you start to realize that, I think part of moving on from that is saying, minsan sinasabi ko, oh, last ko na to ha. Parang ganun, maipilit lang eh. Pero totoo yan. Parang, oh, last ko na to ha. Kailangan magkumiba na rin yung perspective ko.
Pero alam nyo, like super grateful ako dun sa season natin na to. Kasi grabe, like ang dami din talaga natulungan ng season na to. Especially yung, kasi diba ang theme natin for this season is moving on, moving forward. So parang ang dami nating na-tackle din na issues like love life, friendship, family, personal.
Sexual.
So parang, for me, sobrang laking tulong niya in a way na, alam mo yun, at least kahit papano, is kailangan natin talaga bumangon sa mga dapat nating pag moving onan, ganun.
Pero like, ano? Ay, sige, partner ka muna.
Sige, go ahead, partner, kasi
hindi, kasi diba, yun nga, this is the last last episode for this. And super may big changes that are coming in. So, parang what did you learn? Parang anong pinakamagandang learning or pinaka best learning na nakuha nyo in this season?
That there's always something bigger that awaits you. You just have to be patient enough to undergo the process.
Ay, ang ganda nun.
Sobrang hardcore yung nangyari sa atin tong season 3 na to.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to share it.
Yes.
But for now, yun na talagang lesson na natutunan ko. Parang you just keep going, partner. Pero di ba, Vino, partner, we started just, you know, with talking about real talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But needless, parang hindi natin alam na ang dami na rin natin natutulungan. We just kept going.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
We just kept helping others. And when it came back to us, it was something that was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something na hindi talaga namin na talagang ang wild.
Oo. Literal.
So, yeah. So I think you just have to be patient with the process. And as long as your intentions are good, ano yan eh, it will really manifest
true
itself in a greater way.
yun, that's my main takeaway.
Ikaw, Vino?
Well, yung sa akin is, you never have to be alone in this journey.
Aww.
Na sa lahat ng napag-usapan natin, pag-move on, pag-move forward, for me, sobrang laking bagay talaga na may mga taong nagmamahal sa'yo, na nandyan yung mga taong nagmamahal sa'yo. Kasi parang tayo ang tendency natin pag nasabing move on, laging dapat ikaw lang na parang nasa sinasahili mo. Pero sa panahon ngayon, lalo na naka-pandemic tayo, kailangan talaga natin ng suporta ng mga taong nagmamahal sa atin.
Oo.
Totoo yan. Partner?
Ako, with everything that we talked about, same din sa inyo, no? Pero yung sa akin, it's knowing also that moving on is something that we take on our own paces. Na parang you have your own pace and how you're going to move on. Hindi mo kailangang madaliin kasi sinabi nila na, uy, dapat naka-move on ka na after ganitong time. Pero you can actually take your own pace and really also recognizing your own feelings as you go through the process of moving on.
That's true. Yes. So parang lahat tayo may sarili-sariling pacing sa buhay.
At yes.
Ano yan? So, with that, there's walang goodbyes, guys. But we'll just rest a bit. But when we come back,
self-care
muna kami. Pero we'd like to thank talaga. Honestly, Walwalers, you brought us where we are. Yes, sobrang grateful kami sa inyo.
Hindi kami aabot sa 57 episodes at sa kung saan kami papunta, kundi dahil sa suporta siyempre ng Walwalers.
Totoo yan. And to the management.
Of course, of PNA.
PNA.
Thank you so much sa pagtitiwala niya sa amin at pagmamahal at pagtitiis. Pagtitiis.
And si Direk. Direk. Laging sumasama sa atin.
Salamat sa pasensya. At sa inyo dalawa, ako sobrang thank you kasi,
me too.
Diba? Di mo natin in-expect na haabot tayo sa ganito.
Totoo yan.
Kung pwede lang tayo magyakapan, no?
Diba? Oo nga.
Virtual hugs.
Pag nakikita tayo kung ano-ano pinagagawa lang natin sa buhay natin, tapos biglang may ganito tayong podcast.
Akalain mo! May pasabog na malaki.
Mm-mm. At abangan nyo yan, Walwalers. Hindi pa namin pwedeng sabihin kasi gusto na namin sabihin. Pero abangan nyo yung big reveal.
Malalaman nyo din yan. Malalaman
nyo
din.
So,
yeah, so definitely, guys, there's no goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean season ender. Hindi tayo magkita. In fact, we'll be back.
On Saturday, makikita pa nila tayo,
yes,
di ba? For our Facebook Live. Hindi na lang Facebook.
Pero tandaan ninyo, always take care of yourself. Okay? Kayo muna.
Yes.
And before you give kindness to others, you have to be kind to yourself first. Yun ang lagi namin sinasabi.
And let's
Vino,
use...
Ikaw?
Ay, sige, Vino.
Yes, partner. Partner, go ahead.
Kasi kami naka-season break. So, kayo din, Walwalers, use this time for your own break for self-care.
Yes.
No? Sabayan nyo kami mag-self-care. Mm-hmm.
Totoo yan. Vino?
Ha?
Huh? So, okay na.
Okay na. Hanggang last, no? Sabog talaga.
Sabog talaga eh. Ako, may work. Kailangan po namin mag-workshop para hindi na po kami kalat.
Opa, magte-training muna po kami for ano.
So, for ano, dun sa mga Walwaler, hindi namin sure kung ito yung last na pagiging sabog namin.
Yeah, but we'll do our best. We'll try.
I-send po kami sa iyo sa virtual school.
Opo. How to be a better podcaster. Kasi po sawang-sawa na sila sa amin sa kakalat.
Yep, yep. Si Direk sa pag-edit.
Oo, totoo. So again, guys, with that, thank you for listening
you.
To our season ender. And again, we'll be back. Pero for the meantime, please stay safe and know that you can message us yung aming social media platforms. It's actually gonna be there. Active naman yun eh pagkano. So again, this is Doc G.
Sir Renz.
And this is Vino.
Saying thank you and see you on season 4.
Nawala yung walwal sesh.
Ay.
Oo nga.
Sige, rewind. So guys, thank you for listening. So this is Walwal Sesh the podcast, a podcast na mga
So we.
So this is Doc G.
Sir Renz.
And this is Vino.
Saying may bukas pa. See you soon, guys. Take care.
See you Saturday for Walwal Live.
Thank you for listening to Walwal Sesh, the podcast. Stay connected and updated with the show by following Walwal Sesh on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and all other major podcast platforms. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.